What's up, guys? Welcome to AOTA Picks. My name's Garrett. I'm joined with Jesse.
Yes, sir.
We're back. NFL Week 6.
Okay. We're back on the gridiron for another great week of football.
Yes, sir. Not the best week last week.
No, not at all.
You know, I definitely should have wrote our records down before this, but yeah.
I don't even want to look at what my record was
really
last week.
Yeah, don't really. It wasn't good. Not going to lie, it wasn't good. So, yeah, I'll definitely have to tweet it out before we start on Sunday to get the updated 2020, but we're definitely still positive, so that's...
Yeah, of course. We're never negative.
Well, let's fucking knock on wood for this week. But, yeah, so... Starting off this week, NFL Week 6 action. We got Texans coming into Tennessee. Tennessee's 3.5-point favorites here. Over under 53.5. So Texans coming off their first win of the year. Tennessee coming off a huge win against the Bills on Tuesday night.
Did you see Norman get absolutely tossed?
Josh Norman got fucking ragdolled.
I'm sorry. I it's just funny.
Yeah, he's the latest victim of the Derrick Henry steam train.
Dude, Derrick Henry's just a different dog. He's like, different honestly, dog. Like, I don't even know. Like, he's just so good that it's like, but he doesn't even, like, run fast.
But he does. He's so big, it doesn't look like he's running fast, but actually he is.
Imagine that guy, 250, coming right for you. You're a linebacker. Oh, my God. Get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, when you're a middle linebacker and the running back's coming at you and he's bigger than you.
I like Tennessee in this game, though. I think Houston's defense is really bad.
Yes.
And if they can't defend the run, they can't defend the pass.
So the Texans are actually the worst team in the league so far this year.
Defensively.
And rushing yards per game specifically going against Derrick Henry. I mean, he really hasn't had a breakout game yet, I feel like, this year. I think this is the spot where we see like a 200-yard game from him.
In the last five games, when Tennessee is the favorite, they're 1-4 against the spread.
Okay.
So if you're looking at their spread, it's 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
I might try to buy some points there.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking. 3.5, like
it's a little high.
Down to 3.
It's
maybe,
also
two
it's
and
also
and
a divisional game.
Yep.
You can't ever in a divisional game take like.
And the Titans are coming off short rest with the Tuesday game, so that plays a factor for sure.
I did like last week, though, how they were like, oh, this adversity. Well, it was your fault. Like, it wasn't our fault. It wasn't the league's fault. Don't get COVID. That's your fault.
Then when they kept just stressing the fact that they hadn't practiced in 2 weeks, it's like,
we get it.
Aren't they under investigation because they practiced?
Right, they, didn't like, they practice at a high school field?
Yeah, so
idiots, get out of here.
But yeah, I don't know. I think the Titans are the right move here. Like the Texans kind of had their like play up game for the interim.
Yeah, for Romeo,
who's the Jaguars. But it's still they're still just missing a ton on defense. They don't have like the best playmakers on offense. I mean
Tennessee just is too dominant in all three areas of the game.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill is
fucking balling out.
Great.
They're good on special teams. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. You can't beat that.
Yeah, they're the better team here. They're at home.
Yeah,
I'm not down to 3, 2.5, but like take Tennessee.
Tennessee.
All right. Next game, we got the Bengals going into Indianapolis against the Colts. Colts are coming in 7-point favorites here, over under 46.
You know, we say this every week. Phillip Rivers is a betting nightmare. Oh, he fucked me last week.
Nice little pick six there.
Thanks, Phil, once again. But that spread's high to me.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real here. Colts
this game's
offense.
Confusing to me. Be honest.
The Colts offense is very one-dimensional.
Yes.
And Phillip Rivers has not played great all year, so they're hiding him behind the run game.
Yes.
And it's worked against the teams that they've played.
But the Bengals are another team that's just not good against the run.
No, the Bengals are just another team that's just not good.
And that.
But 7?
Correct.
7.5?
Yeah. It's high.
It's high.
Yeah, I don't really like either. To be honest.
You know, I'm not laying the wood.
I think Colts are going to win
the game.
They match up well against the Bengals. It's just really the Phillip Rivers factor that's the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a key thing that I think we could look at here, the Bengals left guard, Michael Jordan, funny enough, ranks fifth worst, like, for all qualifying linemen this year against in Pro Football Focus. Then he's going against, in general.
Oh,
like,
God.
Out of how linemen go.
Can you imagine being that dog shit?
Yeah. You're the fifth worst ranked lineman.
In the league, and you still have a starting job.
Still starting job. He's going head-to-head this week with DeForest Buckner.
And Justin Houston.
So, rip Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe. Stay down, buddy.
Which is looking tough. Looks like Darius Leonard isn't going to play again this week, which is tough.
That hurts.
For the Colts.
Will they be able to stop Mixon? Yeah. Can they stop Mixon?
Yeah.
They couldn't stop Kareem Hunt last week.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love it.
I'm not a fan of the game. I think the Colts win.
Mm-hmm. But 7 points.
Yeah, seven's a lot.
It's a lot. All right, next game we got Atlanta coming into Minnesota. Minnesota's a 4-point favorite, over-under set at 54.
You know, I bet on Atlanta last week. Suck.
I can't bet on Atlanta. Before, I couldn't bet on Minnesota, but they're starting to...
No, Dalvin.
I don't know. You really?
Dalvin's out, officially.
Oh, shit, I missed that.
So, are you going to ride with Madison?
Okay. I mean, he hasn't been bad. He's been putting up some numbers.
No, he hasn't been bad at all. That's the problem.
Yeah. You gotta love Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen against the Falcons corners.
Oh my god, Justin Jefferson's a different breed. Honestly, I
thought they should be able to throw all over.
I thought he was the best receiver coming out of the draft last year, by far.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair to say.
The fact that Judy, Ruggs, or even Rager. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Look at the tape. JJ's way better than Rager. Clearly not in Philly's eyes. But yeah, he's coming into his own groove now. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins actually likes him. Throws him the ball. Keep going, kid.
Yeah.
I'm riding Minnesota.
Okay.
And I like the spread.
I don't hate it, honestly. 4 points. This Atlanta team doesn't look that great. First game without Dan Quinn. And since 2000, a little stat here, teams that have replaced their head coach midseason, 15-22 against the spread following...
The firing.
Following
their
firing.
I saw that on Twitter yesterday, and I was like, that's interesting. But Atlanta's so awful.
And Atlanta's already a bad team. Minnesota seems like a team that's playing better than the record right now.
Atlanta is so awful.
Yes.
I don't know that if that stat helps.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not a great team.
You know,
if you're just looking at it straight up, Minnesota's the better team. Four is not a ton to lay here.
The thing is with Houston has a ton of talent. Watson, their receiving core is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Their line is okay. No shit, they were going to win last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't so much.
They were playing Jacksonville, too.
They were playing Jacksonville.
Right, they were playing Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Minnesota has to get that defense going, though. I mean.
Definitely.
They have a great front four. Great front seven, excuse me, but that back end is awful.
Mm. They're going against some really good receivers.
Receivers,
and
Julio is starting.
Julio's starting, all right.
Does that make a factor in the game that much? Not so sure.
I don't know how much it does factor.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe the over here, 54 is a lot. Especially when Atlanta just put up a fucking dud against the Panthers.
A dud.
I don't know.
What, they put up 16? 17?
I think so, yeah.
Hold on.
I had the teaser over for that one.
Me too. Didn't even hit.
Yeah, brutal.
Atlanta last week scored 16 points.
16 points against the Panthers. Yeah, I don't know. If I took anything in this one, I'd take Minnesota.
I would go against Atlanta with everything you got.
Yep. All right, moving on. We got the Broncos coming into Foxborough against the Patriots. Patriots, 8.5-point favorites, over-under is 45.
Tell me that's not one of the highest spreads you've seen of the weekend.
Yes, and I still love it.
Me too.
I still love it.
Me too. That's the problem.
I don't know how you don't love the Patriots.
Superman's back in the building. Take it.
He's back. Gilmore's back.
Yeah.
Let me throw some stats at you. Patriots, 52-26 against the spread after a loss with Belichick. 43-17 against the spread in October the last 15 seasons.
Woo!
Best in the NFL. Woo! 23-11 against the spread as home favorites the past 5 seasons.
Woo!
Everything says the Patriots in this spot.
Yeah.
They're coming off a loss. Well, Belichick was clearly pissed.
Pissed. Oh, he looked
clearly pissed.
Who did they play? Kansas City?
The Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs.
They could have won that game.
Yeah.
They really could have won that game.
Without Cam.
Without Gilmore.
With.
Oh, no. Gilmore played. Gilmore played.
That one. Gilmore played.
Because there's
one,
the picture of him and Mahomes hugging at the end, and everyone's like, ah, Patty got COVID.
Yeah. Then it's. This game's been rescheduled twice now. You know how fucking long Bill Belichick's been game planning for the Broncos?
You even think he cares about the Broncos? So? He's already on to next week. This game's a wrap.
I mean, it's
lay the wood.
You can't give Belichick that much time to prepare. Just everything saying Patriots, you got to take Patriots.
Lay the wood.
Lay the eight. With everything presented in front of me, 8.5 doesn't seem.
How do you not lay the eight?
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Absolutely, I love that. One thing. Oh, Melvin Gordon also out for the Broncos.
No comment.
Yeah. So
I actually
don't drink and drive, kids.
Yeah,
don't drink and drive.
Do not. I actually saw a tweet. It was like. Melvin Gordon misses practice due to illness, and somebody wrote hungover, ? Probably.
Probably.
Fuck you, Melvin Gordon. Fuck you.
Yeah, so. Loving the Patriots.
Easy.
All right. Washington coming in to New York against the Giants. Giants, 3-point favorites.
Yeah.
Over under 42.5. Pretty low.
Go Big Blue. I like the Giants.
When's the last time you saw an 0-5 team as a favorite?
I mean, the Redskins should realistically... The Washington football team realistically should be 0-5.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I'm kind of all over the Giants here.
Yeah.
Like...
I like the Giants.
0-5, but I feel like Washington's just a really bad team. They got their one win. Like, the Giants have been actually still, like... giving a shit.
Shit,
like,
yeah.
They're playing hard.
You know, they played hard last week in Dallas, and I was very surprised. And they played really hard against Los Angeles.
Against the Rams. They were in that game the entire way.
Yeah.
Like, the Giants are showing some fight.
Daniel Jones has to win this game to save his career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got to be looking at this game, too, if you're the Giants. Just like, all right, guys, this is the absolute perfect spot for us to get a win. Like, this is our Super Bowl.
In the
like,
we need to win the game. In the
this
last
must win.
In the last five games at home, the Giants are 1-5 against the spread.
That's tough. But I mean,
but it's Washington.
For them looks
but it's Washington.
Yeah,
it's Washington.
Like, Washington's not good.
It's Washington.
Kyle Allen didn't look good. Alex Smith didn't look good.
Oh, I was happy to see him take a snap, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Although when Aaron Donald hit him, I was like...
When Donald jumped on his back...
I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. His leg's broken, his leg's broken, his leg's broken.
Did you see Donald like mouthing on the sideline, though? He was like, that motherfucker's like strong. That shit was hilarious. But, I mean, yeah, like, great story, Alex Smith coming back. But he threw for like 25 yards.
Yeah.
Like... Doesn't mean.
You gotta give him some slack. I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
But 25 yards.
But if we're talking
25 yards,
a
when
gambling
Daniel
gambling standpoint here.
Yeah, but I mean, Daniel Jones played
the guy with a mechanical leg.
Daniel Jones played very well against the Rams. Alex Smith could have played well against the Rams.
Yeah.
Just didn't.
Yeah.
Kyle Allen could have, just didn't.
Exactly. Is Kyle Allen's good to go this week, right?
I think he's starting, right?
I think he's starting. I believe.
There's no way they start Alex Smith this week, right?
Yeah. I think so. And the over-under is very low, but these are two of the only three teams this year averaging under 20 points a game.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, this could be a very ugly
That's
one,
so embarrassing.
Yeah.
That I think is so embarrassing.
Defenses are, like, somewhat decent.
Under 20 points a game. Think about that.
It's atrocious. And the Giants scored, like, 24 against the Cowboys in the first half.
Yeah, and lost.
And lost, yeah. I mean, lost, but still. It's, I don't know. I would be with the Giants in this one.
I am going to ride the Giants.
Yeah.
And I think you lay the wood on the spread if you're going to.
I think so. Yeah. It's just going to be an ugly game.
It's
going to
be disgusting.
Really is.
That's a game where you just, like, check on your phone, see the score. You're not going to sit down and watch that crap.
It's gonna show up on Red Zone, like, three times.
That's
the
about
entire
it.
Course of the game.
The score will be, like, 7-0.
We're going to see...
7-3.
Yeah, we're going to see a touchdown. We're going to see two field goals.
And that's it.
Other than we're going to get a highlight of a random, like, fumble.
Maybe a pick.
Maybe a pick. That's going to be about it. All right. Next game, we got Ravens, 9.5-point favorites going into Philadelphia. Over-under's 46.
I like it.
I love the Ravens here. Absolutely
I like
it. Love it.
I like it.
Lamar Jackson, 6-0-2 against the spread in his career as a road favorite. Hasn't lost against the spread.
Not even that. Philly's just awful.
Philly's not good.
They had a good win the other week against San Francisco. But I would play
San Francisco.
I would play well against Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard.
Yeah, I mean, C.J. Beathard went 14-15 on him, too. Yeah.
So. He went right down the field, scored a touchdown. Eagle fans exactly. were like, shit.
Exactly.
Shit.
And then the Dolphins come out the next week.
Oh, my God.
Beat the shit out of the 49ers.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
The Dolphins.
Wow. What
Are
a game.
Good?
What a game. Good? What a game.
Yeah.
Jimmy it's Garoppolo, magic. Go Fantastic. Home. Oh. I don't. If I'm a Niner fan, I don't want to see Jimmy the rest of the year.
I think Niner fans are kind of realizing like
that he sucks.
Jimmy's not going to be any better than what they've already seen. Like Jimmy has peaked for his career. Last year he peaked.
Yeah.
It's only downhill for me.
Yeah, and there's no way to show that he's going to get better.
No. There's just no hope that he gets better from that.
And they gave him that boatload of a contract.
Love it.
Yep. Love it, love it, love it. And he was hurt. He like tore his ACL 2 years in a row, and he didn't play, and he was making like 50 mil. He was making like 30 mil a year.
Yeah. It.
Nice. He's nice.
You just got to question GMs. You just got to question
GMs.
Jimmy's
nice for that. Jimmy's nice for that.
Yeah. But I mean, just matchup-wise, too, the Ravens have turnovers in 18 straight games. Carson Wentz leads the NFL in interceptions.
Yeah.
It's
Baltimore's run defense has been very, very, very surprisingly good. They traded for Calais Campbell in the offseason, and he literally has made the biggest impact on this team.
It's been very good. Last year against last game against Baltimore, didn't give up a run of more than 7 yards.
Who?
Baltimore. Last week against the Bengals.
Okay.
Really
okay.
Stumbled over that sentence.
It's okay.
But
it's been a long day.
It's been a long day. But yeah, so I mean, I just love
Baltimore. I like the spread. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a lot more of Willie Snead and Marquise Brown this week. Because I feel like teams are kind of figuring out Lamar, like how to work him, how to play it.
And my only concern with the Ravens here, Lamar was questionable with that knee last week, only had 3 yards rushing.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a little bit more of Mark Andrews.
Yeah, he's going to be
saw a little more of the screen game. They run a lot of screens.
Yeah.
They run a lot of pick and dumps and chases and... So I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a little bit more receiver action this week.
Even if he can't run, they also have Mark Ingram and
J.K.
Dobbins.
So I'm not even worried.
I think they're good. I think Baltimore just beats up on bad teams.
Yeah. We were talking about it earlier. They just beat the shit out of bad teams.
So it's like...
And Philly's a bad team.
Yeah, Philly's a bad team. Yeah, love Baltimore here. All right. Next game, we got Browns coming into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a 3-point favorite, over-under set at 51.
Haven't bet against the Pittsburgh Steelers all year. Going to continue the trend until they blow me my money.
All right, fair enough. They're 3-1 against the spread this year.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking good.
Pittsburgh's pretty fucking good. Pittsburgh's pretty good. And
I don't know. The Browns, I was saying it last week that the Colts game is going to be the prove-it game, but now I'm very skeptical on the Colts. So I'm still skeptical on the Browns.
You know what? They have to beat Pittsburgh and Baltimore 3 out of 4 times or 2 out of 4 times.
Yeah.
For me to really consider them a good team.
If the Browns come in to Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers, they're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But if they go,
I don't know if they're gonna.
If they lose 3 out of 4 games to Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
I don't think they beat.
You know
Baltimore.
The Steelers blow one of those games every year. They either lose to the Bengals or the Browns.
Yeah.
One of those two teams they lose to every year.
Yeah.
So if it's the Browns this year, I'm not like so still set that Cleveland's a good team.
I kind of like the Steelers here though, coming off a bye. They didn't play last week, right? It was last week.
No, they played last week.
Did they? Week before they didn't play.
Week before they
didn't
play.
Go ahead and ignore that. but yeah, I mean, Steelers only 3-point favorites here.
Yeah, they
Not
played Philly last week
on the Browns. Right.
They smacked Philly. They won by like 10. They won. It was 38-29.
Yeah.
They won by 9.
Yeah, you're right.
Here we go.
You're right. Claypool had like four touchdowns. Yep. Okay. Back on track here, but yeah. So also the Browns are 1-7 against the spread in their last 8 road games. Tough. They're coming into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh can have fans. I'm
Trust me. I watched a game in Pittsburgh a few years ago, and like those guys, those fans, A, they don't sit down all game, and B, they don't shut up for 60 minutes. They'll be losing by 12, and they're still cheering, waving those dumb yellow towels.
I'm
all over Pittsburgh.
It's also like the Browns' defense is terrible outside Miles Garrett.
I think he's going to go crazy. Really good, but I think he's going to like go crazy this
week. Oh, he's been going crazy. Absolutely.
Not like, even Miles that. Garrett's not even that. Good. Whatever happened.
Like this game.
Last year.
Yeah.
With that whole shit with Mason Rudolph.
Hodges. Was it Rudolph? It was
Rudolph.
It was Rudolph. Yeah.
So, first game back against Pittsburgh, but it's Ben.
We'll see.
You're going to eat. We'll see. At least Mason and Duck could run a little. Ben's going to sit there and take those hits all day.
Yeah. The Steelers' O-line's been great for him this year.
Always. I don't know. But Ben's like, come on, hit me. Come hit me. See if Miles can get it done.
Yeah. So we'll see. But, I mean, Steelers have really good offense, too.
They're unbeatable.
Great defense.
Until they lose, I think they're a top three team in the league right now. Just
them against the Ravens. Going to be interesting.
In Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City for sure. I was just thinking.
Play Baltimore? Though, yeah. I might take
That's
Pittsburgh.
That's going to be something.
That'll be something we'll talk about.
All right. Moving over. This is an interesting game here. We have the Bears coming into Carolina. Panthers are a 1-point favorite. Over-under's 45.
I have no idea.
It's a toss-up. I mean, a 1-point favorite, that's a toss-up. As it is. But it's.
Not even
this
that.
Game's a fucking toss-up.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So, what interesting little nugget here. Teddy Bridgewater, 30-9 against the spread in his career as a starter.
Really?
Teddy is...
But it's 1 point, so it's literally a pick 'em.
Incredible. Yeah. Correct. So, I mean...
Is that a spread?
It's just Teddy Bridgewater... I think what it says is Teddy always plays above expectations.
Yeah, but is that a spread? 1 point? It's more like a pick 'em.
No, you're right. You're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
I'm still not set on Teddy, though. I'm not a big fan of Teddy Bridgewater.
I just, honestly, Teddy has never been a bad quarterback.
No. I'm saying he's been bad.
He's never been a bad quarterback in his career.
He's very average.
I think he's good. I think we can say Teddy Bridgewater is good.
You're going to tell me that you would want your quarterback to be leading.
I'm not saying he's elite.
He's good. I mean, he could play.
Teddy Bridgewater is not going to lose you a game.
No.
That's my thing. Teddy's not going to lose you a game. Occasionally, he'll go win you a game.
Yeah.
Not every time. Definitely not every time. But he's good enough not to lose you a
game.
He'll
go win you a few football games.
And, yeah, Carolina's defense has been really good the
last 3 games. They've been very good since they played the Chargers.
Yes.
They were very good against the Chargers and on.
Last 3 games, they've... allowed 17 per game against the Chargers, Falcons, and Cardinals.
Those are 3 high-scoring teams.
Those are good offenses.
And 3 high-scoring teams.
So, I mean, their defense here, the Bears' offense hasn't
been
great.
Good at all.
They're still figuring it out.
I kind of like Carolina to win this game.
That's where I'm leaning.
But
I think
Chicago needs to step it up on offense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
which they might.
Who'd they play last week?
Tampa.
Oh, they beat Tampa. But their offense didn't look good.
Coming off a lot of rest here, too.
Right. Because
Thursday night game.
Their offense looked horrible against Indianapolis. And then they came back and played well against Tampa.
And the Panthers' offense has actually looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, I would say so.
They've looked
They look better without McCaffrey too. Than they do with him.
Yeah, surprising. But, yeah.
I feel like he needs the ball.
One pick. I don't think I'm taking this one, but I low-key like it. I low-key like the over. Just
what is
something.
It?
It's 45. Something about it. I feel like the over is hitting here.
Okay.
I don't know. This game just has the feel where it's like the under should. Everything says the under should hit, which is why the over will hit. Only 34% of the public's on the over.
Excuse me. Against the public? I'm going against the public this week?
I kind of want to go against the public in this game.
Okay.
It's not currently on my... I might fucking add on.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with you. I kind of like that over 45. I mean, 24, 20, 21's a push.
Yeah.
You'll take a push in that game.
I can see them score more.
You know,
than
if you could even get a push in that game, I would take it.
Definitely. I could see I could see Carolina like putting up 31. I think the Bears could get at least 21 here.
Yeah, you know what? That's a little bit more interesting than I thought.
Shit. I'm like, I liked it before. I'm talking myself into actually taking it, though. I think I might have to add it.
Yeah, I kind of like that bet, actually.
Dude, it's like 40. So much of the public's on the under. I just don't
and
think
you know
it's
what?
Gonna
if
hit.
You put it in a teaser, you get that under 30.
Oh.
You get that, you get that under 40.
Get that like
39. Maybe?
Yeah.
7-point teaser, 39.
Easy. Okay, I like it. All right, next game. Lions, 3-point favorites going into Jacksonville, over under 55. This is a gross game.
Disgusting.
Gross.
And this is a must win for both teams.
It's kind of like, I feel like the Jaguars are the Lions of the AFC and the Lions are the Jaguars of the NFC.
Dude, the Lions are just so talented. It's legitimately unbelievable. They literally low-key have a top 5 receiving core in the league. They have a top 10 quarterback.
They're solid.
They have a top. Matt Stafford's a good fucking quarterback.
Oh, Matt Stafford's a good quarterback.
And they just lose game after game after game.
They have good running backs, too. Adrian Peterson's look good this year.
Swift is good.
DeAndre Swift's good. Besides,
and they just lose game after game.
Touchdown pass, but.
Oh, no, let's not. Let's not.
But the Jags this year, I mean, the Jags defense is terrible. They have the worst passing defense in the NFL.
And they lose game.
Matt Stafford should pick them apart.
After game.
I mean, Deshaun Watson and that Texans offense look terrible.
Picked them apart.
Brandon Cooks put up like 180
yards
against them.
And Watson was picking them apart.
Yeah. So I think
like
Matt
the Lions.
Stafford
I like the Lions.
Off in this game. I do too.
I have him in fantasy, so I'm going to ride with him.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Lions in this one. The Jaguars defense just is so bad to me that, I mean, I.
Yeah, I don't see them winning at all.
I guess there's a slight chance Miles Jack plays, but I don't.
It doesn't make a difference.
It still doesn't matter that much.
He doesn't
to be
make.
Honest.
I mean, he's good, but he really doesn't make that much of a difference. Where Matt Stafford's gonna be like, "Oh, I see you, bang, other way."
Yeah.
Oh, it's you're over there, bang. Oh, you're right there, right over your top.
He can't make up for a terrible.
No.
All right, next game we got the Jets coming into Miami, 9-point favorites, over unders 47.
Flacco, let's go, Joe.
So
doesn't even matter. Take the Dolphin money line call today.
I got to be honest here.
You like the Jets?
I think the Jets win this game. I think this is – there's no logic behind it. No reason.
Seriously?
I have a feeling in my gut – I'm 100% serious right now. I have a feeling in my gut the Jets win this game. I'm dead serious.
I think you have COVID.
Boy, have you lost your mind because I'll help you find it.
I may, but there's just something about it. I'm like, the Jets are going to fucking win.
You know what? This game will end in a tie.
I don't hate that.
This game will end in a tie.
I don't hate that. But so there's a little stats to back up. The Dolphins should not be favored heavily. It's only
why is it like 10? It's like 9.5.
It's 9, right? What I saw it at was 9, but it's up there. 9.5.
That's
10.
Ridiculous. Both of those teams are so dog shit.
The Dolphins aren't. A good team. they had a really impressive win against
are
the
they?
49ers. But, I mean, are the 49ers' only wins this year is against the Giants and the Jets. So.
They're a good team. Super Bowl champs.
I don't know how much that win
God, I hate
shows
all,
for the
I
Dolphins.
Hate all Niner fans. They're just so obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy is the GOAT. Bro. If Jimmy was the GOAT, he would have hit Emmanuel Sanders over the top. Just saying.
True.
Just saying.
But the Dolphins in this spot, so it's only the second game in the last 10 years that they've been favored by 8 or more points.
Oh, my God. What was the other game against
atrocious.
The Jets?
I don't even remember.
It's probably against
and
the Jets.
They're 0-8 against the spread as 8-plus favorites since 2003. Like, the Dolphins aren't meant to be a good team. Which
I can't
is not
believe,
even before
I,
that, just in my gut, I'm like, I feel like the Jets are going to win.
I can't believe you said that. I genuinely think you have COVID. Like, okay, I understand where you're coming from. I seriously do. I understand where you're coming from. But in my head, and I can't
see. Oh,
my brain's
telling me it's absolutely stupid. Like, my brain's like, no. The Jets will not win this game.
I can't see.
But my guts tell me Jets.
I can't see with these two eyes the Jets winning a football game all year.
This is what I think we're at the point where everyone is so low on the Jets and think
that they
the
win. Jets
are so shitty, and then they're so they overly high on the Dolphins right now, the Jets win.
I hope you're right.
Dude, like a Jets-Dolphins game in Miami, like fucking anything can happen. Like
I hope you're right. Weird. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I mean...
I hope you're right.
I'm that's legitimately rolling Jets money line right now.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yeah.
Nah, go Dolphins.
We'll see. Well,
take the Dolphins money line.
Dolphins probably win this game by 50.
50. Right? Just you're going to bet on the Jets exposed. And the Dolphins are going to win by 50.
Yeah, I'm going to be... This is going to be a Cold Takes Exposed moment tomorrow, but that's all right. If they do pull it off...
Fitzpatrick's going to throw for like 500 yards and like two touchdowns. Three picks.
He's going to break Manning's touchdown record.
Dead ass. He's going to have like 50 touchdowns.
All right. next game, we got Packers, 1-point favorites going into Tampa.
I like Green Bay.
Over unders 55. Yeah, I love Green Bay.
Here. Mama, there's that bad man again. Aaron Rodgers is just too
Aaron
good.
Aaron Rodgers is too just good. A fucking dog.
You know, I was listening to Around the Horn yesterday, and they were talking about who is this game more important for? Is it Aaron Rodgers or is it Tom Brady?
It's Aaron Rodgers.
It's Tom Brady.
Mm, okay.
Think about it. Think about it. If they are 500, 3-3, what do you say about Tampa? Yeah. What do you say about this dream team that they created?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has nothing to lose.
North Carolina touchdown. Okay. Still like, need like six more.
No, they're down 10.
Oh, they're down 10?
31-21.
So I need 24 more points?
I need them to cover by 4.
Yeah, I need my 13.
Tough.
But yeah, back to this game. So...
So, right. So, who is this game more important for?
No, I see Tom Brady. I see that.
Who has the better chance to win this game?
I also just think overall, in terms of their legacy, no one's going to look back on this game and give a fuck.
No! But no, but think about it. Brady leaves New England.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Tampa. They create this dream team.
Which is not a dream team. It's not
a
dream team.
It was 3 years ago when they were all in their primes.
They're a good squad, but it's not a dream
team. It was a dream team 5 years ago in the primes.
Yeah.
But Brady has to win this game, which is why you take Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
No bet against Rodgers.
The Packers are just a better team than the Bucks this year.
By a lot.
I don't get how it's
by a lot.
1-point spread.
I don't know, but I'm loving it. Give me it.
Don't get
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vegas.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And I actually kind of do like the over here, though.
What is it?
55.
I like
it's
that.
A lot, but I like a lot of
You know,
points.
Green Bay's defense isn't great.
No.
Tampa's defense has been exposed. We've seen it with Herbert. Yeah. We saw it last week with the Bears.
And the Packers have been great against every single defense.
Yeah, the Packers are... It's Aaron Rodgers.
I think we get a classic just Brady-Rodgers shootout.
Nice.
In this one.
Love it.
So I would love to see it.
How is that not the Sunday night game, though?
Like,
come on, NFL.
Yeah.
You want us to stay and watch? Give us a good shootout.
Yeah. No. So let's get over to the Sunday night game here. Rams... 3-point favorites going into San Francisco, over under 51.5.
I like the under.
Okay. I like that. I don't trust the 49ers.
And I like the Rams.
I don't get how the Rams
are
only 3-point favorite. This is like 4 weeks in a row, I feel like
the Rams have just
been undervalued.
Yeah.
Which
I mean they didn't cover against the Giants. So
yeah.
And that was like 13-14.
They're also like 13-point favorites.
But
in
it's
that
the
one.
Yeah. Right. So like I'm okay, if you're not going to cover a 13 spread, that's
all right,
fine.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, come on, that's hard.
But 3 points against a team that just got
annihilated by the Dolphins?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
give me the Rams.
Yeah.
The Rams.
And the Rams have been fucking great on
great.
The road.
They've been great on the road. They've been good on defense.
9-3 against the spread in their last 12 road games.
Wow.
I mentioned it earlier. The 49ers' only wins this year are the
Giants and the Jets.
And the Jets.
So their only wins after this week are going to be the Giants and the Jets.
Even if their offense is back healthy.
Their only wins will be against the Giants and the Jets. Yeah. They will not
beat
the
Rams. And their defense is clearly.
Questionable.
Clearly just
they don't know
torn apart by injuries.
Yeah, you know what, though? I don't care. As a Charger fan,
their defense should be playing better. But it's like their what I'm saying, though, their defense is just not good at all.
We've had so many goddamn injuries over the last 5 to 6 years. That's not an excuse to me anymore.
Suck it up.
No, it's just not an excuse.
It's honestly like...
It's not an excuse.
What it is for the Niners, the Super Bowl hangover is worse than like any team.
It's real for them.
It's like... It's
real for them. It's very real for them.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the Falcons, but like it's... Yeah,
they're still in their Super Bowl hangover. And so are the Eagles. And so are the Eagles.
So are the Eagles, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm all over the Rams here.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
You got to hammer that one. All right. So Monday night games, we got the Chiefs as 5-point favorites at Buffalo. That one's a 2 o'clock Monday night game, 5 o'clock East Coast.
Yes, sir.
This one's interesting. I haven't looked really that much into it. I don't have a pick for it yet.
Me either.
I like to wait until Monday for those.
But you know what? I will say Josh Allen looked horrible last week.
Yeah, he did, which is kind of why I feel like he'll come back this week. But then the Chiefs also are coming off a loss. So that should tell you the Chiefs are going to win.
North Carolina missed a 2-point conversion.
Fucking whatever. Whatever. Bastard. But yeah, normally I'd be like, all right, Bills are a really good team. They're coming off their first loss.
Yeah, I would. Bills. I
but
would.
But the Chiefs, absolutely the same thing.
The spread's kind of high, I thought.
The spread's really high at 5. I think the best value in this one's the Bills.
Yeah, if you're going to take a value pick, I would take Buffalo plus 5.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs win it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Even
no,
as
no
an away
doubt,
team,
no
they're the better team.
Oh, it's in Buffalo?
It's in Buffalo. That's why, like, 5-point road favorites in Buffalo?
That's
an aggressive spread. Wow, Waddle is a fucking dog.
Tank, he's a beast.
Yeah,
Waddle 90 yards.
Huge touchdown.
90 yards. 26-24 in favor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
We have a fucking game, folks.
Thank God. I feel like there hasn't been one good college football game all year.
This one.
Every team gets blown out.
Even the overtime games, they're like shitty games.
Oh, SMU yesterday?
Yeah. Had them by, what did I have them by, like 6?
I had them by...
1 by 3?
0.1. I had them by 0.5. And I had Houston last night also to cover 10.5.
Oh, dude, I had under 62.5. They're at 62.
That last touchdown. Oh, it screwed me too.
Mm-hmm.
I was pissed.
Mm-hmm. Garbage time touchdown.
Like, come on.
So brutal.
You're going to do me like that.
Brutal, man. Yeah. Yeah, fuck. I think the values in the Bills, 5 points is so much.
I think the values in the Bills and, yeah, I agree.
So, I don't know. I don't want to touch it.
We'll send those out Monday.
Yep. Doing that Monday. Other than we got the second Monday night game, Cardinals, 1-point favorite. Going into Dallas.
I'm sorry. How do you bet against Kyler like this? How do you bet on Andy Dalton? How do you bet on Andy Dalton? Yeah, you can't.
Because that defense is terrible. They just got torn apart by the Giants. Imagine what Kyler Murray and the Cardinals offense can do. Other than Andy Dalton's down there quarterback. Yeah. Which I like Andy Dalton. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's going to have a good year, especially
in
that offense.
I've never had a problem with him in my life.
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback.
But, I mean, even
just not against the Cardinals
there,
this week.
I'd be like, Cardinals 1-point favorite, hammer it. And now Andy Dalton's in there.
I'm surprised it's only one.
Exactly. That's, yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
It's weird. But, yeah, I love the Cardinals
Me
there.
Too.
All right. Ready to give out some picks here?
All righty. I guess for you all.
Do I go first or second here?
After you, Concert. I went first last week.
Okay, I'll start us off here. So, I'm going to start off. I'm buying 0.5 here. I'm taking the Titans -3. Love that one.
Me too.
Then Patriots -8.5. Lock it up.
Yeah,
Ravens -9.5. They win that shit by probably 21+. Then here we go, boys. The Jets money line. Give it to me. Jets, first dub of the season. Go ahead and cold takes expose me tomorrow if this doesn't hit, but... Give me the Jets money line.
I can't believe you're still saying this.
I'm still saying
it. Do you realize the words that are coming out of your mouth?
I know. But you know what? I'm looking at that game and just the entire time in my gut, I'm like, the Jets are going to win this game. And you can't ignore that. When your gut won't shut up about a team, you can't ignore it. You got to take it. Other than my lock of the week, Rams, money line that for 2 units. I mean, the Rams don't lose to the 49ers.
No, not a chance.
Lock it in. Easy. Other than... I came prepared this week.
You're taking the Jets.
With a teaser and a parlay for the podcast. So I got my teaser at plus 153. I'm taking Packers plus 5, Rams plus 3, Patriots minus 2. And then my parlay plus 160, Ravens money line, Rams money line, Patriots money line.
So my teaser is very similar to yours. So I took 7-point teaser. I took Packers plus 6.
Okay.
Arizona plus 6, Tennessee plus 3.5, and Detroit plus 4.
Ooh.
I think Detroit's going to win this week.
I think so, yeah.
And then for my normal game picks, I bought I believe it's 1.5. It is 1.5. I'm sorry, one full point. Minus 145, the Pittsburgh Steelers, minus 2.5.
Okay.
I don't see them winning by more than a field goal.
Really? You don't see them winning by more than a field goal?
Yeah, I see them winning by like 3.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think Cleveland's...
Steelers games have been close.
Yeah, and you know what? Cleveland's pretty solid.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the Packers minus 1. I'm going to buy a point again. I'm going to take Tennessee minus 2.5, minus 150. I like Arizona minus 1. I really do. Yeah, and Baltimore minus 9.5.
Like them. All right. That's it. Well, let's definitely have a better week than last week.
Please, God. Please. Football gods.
Bless up. Please. Please. We're begging.
I'll do anything, literally.
Let's have a fucking great week,
let's
boys.
Let's go. Let's ride. Everybody ride. Ride, yes. Ride, yes. Ride.
We need winners here. Let's speak it into existence. We're getting winners. We're having a great fucking week here. We're going to have a great Sunday.
I hope the Jets fucking win now.
Let's go, Jets. Let's go, Jets. Get the first dub of the season. Yes, let's go. Are the Giants 3-point? What if the Jets and Giants both win this week? They might.
Then God's real. Otherwise, I don't know.
Yep. It's going to be a miracle, but they might. All right. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review. Also, check out Dorm Room Sports as well if you haven't already and subscribe to that.
Don't forget to check out Instagram and Twitter as we are always posting picks every single day.
At AOTAPicks.
Send them to your friends. Get your money up.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got to say. Get your money up.
Thank you guys for listening. Peace. Let's have a great week. We're out.
Peace. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me.